Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. Shabbat Shalom to each and every one of you, and welcome to Saturday Review. Amen. This is the time that we bring back previous studies. We take another look at the Word of God as we go humbly go into His presence. Amen. And we reevaluate even the things that we thought we knew. Amen. So that we can get a greater knowledge, a greater understanding of what the Lord is calling us to right now. Amen. As we know, as we go back and we review the Word of God, as we take another look at His Word, He gives us new insight. He gives us new revelation. Amen. He gives us new intel directly from the throne of God. And we give Him all of the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. Amen. Today we're talking about repentance as a lifestyle. And truly, repentance is a warfare strategy. Amen. Us staying humble before the face of God, staying low, glory to God, staying in a place of surrender, it keeps the enemy at bay. Scripture tells us to submit to the Lord, to resist the devil, and he will flee from us. When we stay in a surrendered position, when we keep our lifestyle humbled before God, and when we stay in a position of willingness and obedience to the voice of God, the enemy can't do anything. It makes us unstoppable. It causes us to be unshakable. It causes us to be unwavering. Amen. As we stay low in the presence of God, as we humble ourselves under His mighty hand, recognizing that He is the one that can do all things, we give all of the glory, all the praise and the honor, amen, to our glorious Savior on today, amen, to the God of our salvation, the Creator of all things. We humble ourselves even right now. Repentance as a lifestyle. Glory to God. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Yeshua, we come before you as humbly as we know how, just giving you all of the glory, giving you all the thanks, and giving you all the praise. Father, we honor you even now. Lord God, as we surrender ourselves unto you, Lord, as we surrender our intellect and our opinions, as we surrender our successes, recognizing, Lord, that all those things are because of the gift of God that you placed within us, those gifts being for the kingdom purpose, oh God, and you have blessed us to be able, oh God, to go forth even in your creativity. And Lord, to you is the glory. To you, oh God, is the praise. To you, honor, even as we come into your presence right now. Oh Lord, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand, Lord, that you might cleanse us, Lord, of the ways of the world, that you might wash, Lord God, our filthy flesh, Lord God, even right now. Oh Lord, we come out of agreement, oh Lord, with the works of darkness. We come out of agreement with every principality and every evil that, Lord God, that has come against our lives and the lives of our ancestry. We come out of agreement with it even now. We come out of agreement with every sin and every iniquity, Lord, that was committed in our flesh, Lord God, and in that of our ancestry, Lord God. We come out of agreement. We denounce and renounce every evil, oh God, that's in our bloodline, even right now, Lord God. Oh Lord, and we humble ourselves before you, oh God. Oh, Lord, that you, oh, Lord, might deliver us, oh, Lord, from every entanglement, Lord God. Oh, Lord, from everything that has touched our lives, Father. Oh, Lord, even remove the touch of the enemy from our bodies, from our minds, from our souls. Oh, Lord, God, purge us, cleanse us through and through, Lord. Oh, Lord, that the enemy has no legal right to go forth in our life, that he has no legal right, Lord, no legal hold on us, because we have submitted ourselves. Our sin, Lord God, and wickedness has been submitted, oh, Lord, on the altar of prayer, even on today. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing in us, even right now. Lord, and we decree confusion into the camp of the enemy, even as we go forth, Lord God, in our subject matter on today, that you might receive all of the glory. Lord, the glory is yours already, Lord, but we're submitting the glory to you, Lord God, because it is yours already, and we are acknowledging, Lord, that only you receive the glory even right now. Oh, Lord, we love you because you first loved us. And, Lord, we thank you, Father, for choosing us to be among those, amen, of your elect. We give you the honor, the praise, and the glory as we go forth. In the mighty name of Yeshua, amen. Glory to God. Amen. This is Saturday Review. I welcome you. Amen. If you came in a little late, amen. I welcome you in the name of Yeshua, grace and peace unto you and your household as we go forth. Amen. This is Saturday Review, Warfare Strategies. And we're talking about repentance as a lifestyle. And truly, repentance as a lifestyle is a warfare strategy. Amen. Scripture we're coming from. Amen. It says, And I don't have the chapter and verse before me, but it does say, submit unto God, amen, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. There was a post that I put up on Facebook, I guess a couple of days ago now, and it was actually a memory, amen. And I looked at the memory, and I began to talk to the Lord. I was like, ooh, Lord, this is absolutely true, that when Jesus said to the woman, repent and sin, when he said, repent and sin no more, he wasn't saying repent and sin less. He said, repent and sin no more. And many times what I'm seeing and what we're finding is that people will push the boundaries of holiness as far as they can, or as far as they believe that they can. Amen. And think that they still remain holy. But what they have done is they have put themselves in a position of compromise, which means they have already, amen, they have already agreed with the spirit of the enemy. Amen. They have already agreed with darkness. They've already agreed, amen, with that is set to destroy their lives. We cannot compromise with sin, not a jot and not a tittle, not even the smallest pinpoint of a compromise. We cannot compromise with the spirit of the enemy. We have to humble our whole self before God, and we must stay in that position. We must stay in a lowly position, no matter how high that the Lord elevates us. The elevation comes from him. We don't elevate ourselves. We stay abased. Hear me? We stay abased. We do not elevate ourselves. The Lord does the elevating. So we don't elevate our minds and believe that once we have arrived at a certain position that we can drop, amen, we can drop our defenses to the enemy, because when we do, he will take full advantage of that drop in our defenses. He will take full advantage to take us over, and we won't even realize in the time, amen, that the enemy has taken over until we have reached the point of total failure and have fallen and been humiliated before the masses. Let's not even put ourselves in that position. We are submitting ourselves to God, our whole self. We're going low and surrendering our entire self unto the Lord. And the word of God lets us know that we do not belong to ourselves. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And anything that we do in these bodies, it ought to honor God. Anything that we do in this body, it ought to be those things that the Lord has sanctioned, those things that the Lord has told us to do. We should not, amen, be partaking in anything that would dishonor God. Amen. And we have already run out of time in that respect, because the Lord is bringing judgment to those, amen, that would push the boundaries, to those that would push against his standard, to those, amen, that will walk outside of holiness and still call it holy and teach others to do the same. The Lord is judging you today. Why? We need to make holiness, 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 amen, our standard, because it is our standard. Glory to God. And repentance must be our lifestyle. Amen. We have to stay low before the Lord and surrendered before him. And every time, amen, that we are triggered or anything else, we need to go even lower. We know when we are triggered, those things that trigger us, those things that make us intensely angry, those things that cause us to respond so quickly and say things that we didn't even expect that we were going to say, is because there's something unrenewed in us. It's something that's not submitted. And that should be the point where we fall to our knees and submit to the Lord so that we can be healed and delivered by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. If repentance is your lifestyle, you'll be able to do that easily, because you'll recognize your trigger, and immediately you will close your mouth and submit to God in prayer so that you can be delivered. I have found myself in that position I don't know how many times where something totally triggered me. And I had to pull back and recognize, oh, Lord, this is something that I thought I was delivered of. I thought I was healed, but I was not. There was still something unresolved there. So I had to pull back and repent, God, and submit to him for healing and for deliverance. And can I tell you, God is faithful. He will do exactly that. Amen. Let me read to you that post that I had put on Facebook. Amen. It said, carelessness in this season will reap costly consequences. Don't take for granted the love God has for you. Remember, he is both grace and truth. No unholy thing can dwell in his presence. He blesses and he brings judgment. He is a God of great love and compassion. And he is also a God of anger, vengeance, war, and judgment. Every part of his character is absolutely holy and absolutely righteous. None of it competes with each other. Amen. I added a little more to this from the post. And then I said, even in the post, it is a terrible thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Repent and sin no more. And that does not mean repent and sin less. It means repent and sin no more. We must make a lifestyle. In the Old Testament, the word for repentance is teshuva, and it means to return. That word means to return. And we see that word in scripture in the Old Testament every time the Lord was calling his people back to him. We see the prophets using that word to return back to the Lord, teshuva, return back to the Lord. Amen. Because his people had found themselves, amen, in a place, my God, of ungodliness, unholiness, in a place where they were disrespecting and dishonoring the God of creation and even the God that had chosen them to be a light to the Gentile nations. They had found themselves trying to be exactly like those nations they were supposed to be a light to. And we find that that is happening also with the saints of God. They are taking down from the standards of holiness, and instead of being a light to the unsaved, they look exactly like the ones they're supposed to be a light to. Oh, God, but we need to remember, amen, who God is and understand that he's not just love and compassion, that he is a God of vengeance and a God of war, and he is a God of judgment. And just like he judged his chosen in the Old Testament, he is judging his chosen in the new. He's judging his chosen even in this hour, that they might be realigned back into his presence and repositioned back into the place of destiny that he set them into in the first place, that they might be lights, that we might be lights to those that are unsaved. We can't take down because our enemy, amen, he is on a threefold mission to kill, steal, and destroy. He doesn't care who you are. He doesn't care if you have the lowest place in the body of Christ or the highest spot in the body of Christ. He doesn't care if you are the lowest servant or even the most esteemed servant. He really does not care who you are or where you stand. Only thing, his only mission is to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. And we see that the saints of God that are allowing themselves to be bamboozled, to be deceived by the enemy. Amen. They are losing their blessings. Amen. And they're wondering why. Why are these things being taken? Because the Lord wants your attention. And he's going to have your attention. Faith front. Look at me. Faith front, look at me, repent and sin no more. Repent, turn away from your sinfulness. That other word for repentance in the New Testament from the Greek language is metanoia, and it means to change your mind. A changed mind brings forth a changed behavior. Change your mind. So when you change your mind, you change the way you have done things previously. So the Lord is calling you to change your mind and change your behavior back to the way of holiness, back in alignment with his will, back in alignment with his kingdom principles and precepts. The Lord has called us to repentance, to repent and sin no more. Amen. The Lord is not playing with us in this hour. He is not playing with us. Amen. The same God that put his own into captivity will do the same thing to us. Amen. The word of God says in Galatians, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. I think we forget that sometimes when we're backbiting against our brother and sister that are going forward in the Lord. I think we forget that sometimes when we're uttering word curses to our brothers and sisters as the Lord is elevating them in their humility. I think we forget that we reap exactly what we sow. So as we're uttering those words to them and not recognizing that the word says a curse causeless shall not stand, when we utter those words to them, we are planting seeds in our own ground that will come up in us and will come up against us, that will choke us out, not them. We forget that God is not mocked. When we speak words against our brothers and sisters, we are mocking the word of God and the spirit of God. We're coming against the very presence of God. Remember those, amen, we are doing the work of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God of all gods, the great creator, the one that created all things that we see and know and even that we don't know yet. He is the creator. He is beyond time and space, and you cannot escape his precepts. You cannot escape his presence, and you won't escape his judgment. It's time to repent and sin no more and make repentance a lifestyle. Amen. If you find yourself in this today, amen. If you find yourself outside, amen, of the ark of safety and outside, living outside of the standards of holiness, the standards of holiness and righteousness, living outside of God's kingdom principles and precepts, if you find yourself living outside of those things, it's time to repent quickly. And I mean right now, even yesterday might have been too late. Amen. It was so important, amen, that I bring this to my global audience, not just, amen, to the Facebook audience. All of you don't have access to my Facebook page, but those of you that don't, I wanted to bring this to you so that you will make repentance a lifestyle. Remember, it is a warfare strategy, amen. Submit to God, not to the evil. Submit to God. Be transformed by the Spirit of God. Be renewed by the Spirit of God. Those things, those triggers, when they come up, pull yourself back. Amen. And begin to call out before the Lord in humility. Repent in his presence and he will heal you. Amen. It's time. It's past time. Glory to God. We have to get it right. We have to, because there are things that are coming upon the world that we won't be able to pray away. Amen. We will have to be, amen, under the shadow of the Almighty. And if we are not in a lifestyle of repentance, we will miss our protection. We'll miss, amen, the instructions that he gives us. None of us want to miss it, and God doesn't want us to. Amen. He doesn't want us to miss it. That's why he sends continual warning, because he does not want to destroy us. He wants to bless us. He loves us that much, but he is grace and truth, and he will be true to his character, and he will be true to his word. Amen. And just like he brought judgment, amen, to his chosen in the Old Testament, surely he will bring judgment to his chosen in his new. He will do it. Amen. Scripture says that he is the immutable God. It means he does not change. He won't change from, he has not changed from age to age. Time is in place just for us, not for God. And he does not change. He is the eternal God. Amen. He's outside of time and space. So when we try to think in that respect, amen, we are wrong. He is infinite. We are finite. Glory to God. We give him all of the glory, the praise, and the honor on today. Amen. And I hope, amen, something that I have said today has resonated in your spirit. I pray, amen, that your good ground be cultivated even right now, and these seeds, amen, begin to germinate and take root, and that these roots begin to grow and become trees in your spirit. that you might humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and be renewed and be healed, amen, and stay in a place of humility so that the Lord will talk to you and continue to speak to you and instruct you and show you the place that you ought to be and the places where you ought to go. He may even desire that you move your physical location, amen, and if he does tell you, do as the Lord has said, because if he tells you to move, he's going to make the way so that you can get it done. Anything that the Lord tells us to do, he makes a way for it to be done. Even if we can't see the way, he will make the way. Glory to God. Oh God, we give him glory, praise, and honor today. Amen. We give him all of the honor, all of the glory and the praise, and we thank him, amen, for forgiving us for our sin, forgiving us, amen, for our transgressions, glory, and cleansing us of all unrighteousness. Remember the word of God words one to another. Glory to God. Glory to God. The Lord sees and he knows and he hears us. Amen. And when we do that, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. His word says so. Amen. And God is not a man that he should lie. He will do precisely what his word says, and he will wash us when we humble ourselves before him and when we confess and we humble ourselves before him. He will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He will realign us and reestablish us, reposition us to be used for his glory. The Lord will do it, but we must stay in a lifestyle of repentance, a lifestyle of humility. We must be holy before the Lord, and we must, amen, remain at peace with all men as much as it is in our own power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the Lord, and he is worthy. Hallelujah. The psalmist said, I believe it's Psalm 103, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Glory to God. He is the God that healeth all my diseases and cleanses me from all of my iniquity. Let's stay humble in the presence of God and allow repentance to be our lifestyle, not just yours, ours. I have to be my lifestyle as well. Amen. Let's allow the Lord, amen, to take complete control of us. Amen. To kill off this filthy flesh. All flesh must die. Everything that's alive in us, it must die. The only thing living ought to be the Spirit of God in us. Glory to God. Amen. We need the Lord to crucify this flesh. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ, but not I, and yet I live, but not I, but Christ lives within me. He said he was crucified with Christ, but not, and yet he lived, but not him. It was Christ that lived within him. Glory to God. We must be exactly the same. Those things were written for our instruction and our admonition. Amen. It was written as an example to let us know that we too must be crucified with Christ. We must, this flesh must be crucified. Everything that rises up that in evil must be crucified with Christ. Glory to God that we might live, but not us. Christ will live in us. Repentance as a lifestyle. God bless you. God keep you and anoint you. Amen. Let me pray over you real quick. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we break off every retaliation, every backlash, Lord, every counterattack right now in the name of Yeshua. Lord, we give you all the glory, the praise, and the honor, Lord God. Oh, Lord, I cover each and every listener in your blood even right now, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we break off even the sound, Lord God, the frequency, Lord God, of the naysayers, Lord God, and those that are influenced by evil. Father, we break off, Lord God, the sound,
sound, Lord God, and we shatter the sound barriers, Father. We shatter the sound of their voice, every vibration and every reverberation in the name of Yeshua. Lord, let your all-consuming fire burn up, Lord God, their works, Lord God, and their antics even now in Yeshua's name. Amen. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. Until next time, I'll see you then.